What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, so I have the amazing Cherie joining the podcast today because we had asked people to send in their questions, and Cherie is incredible. So obviously we wanted to get her back on to go through these questions since I am not an expert and she is. So Cherie.
Hi, so good to see you.
Good to see you too. You doing good?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good. I am like, it's one of those things where I didn't realize how much I depended on the other person in my life to like help, you know? Yeah. And it was one of those things where it's like, I hired a nanny and she quit. And so now I have zero help. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I had just a total meltdown the other night. I'm like, I did not ask for this to be like doing this alone. You know, it's so hard. So I think I'm just like in a little funk. I'm being totally honest, but
I'm gonna tell you though, I'm so sorry that she quit, but you're gonna get used to it.
Yeah. And honestly, like I don't even need anybody. I think I just needed someone in, like for that first month, just to like help me with like things that like, you know, when I was like struggling with like depression and stuff. But now I'm like, okay, I really just need help on like, I only really need help like maybe one day a week. Cause the other day is like, Jolie's going to school and, but yeah, it is, but it's, you know, it's just, I have to, now I'm like the woman and the man of the house. Right. So it's like, I have to like, oh crap. I forgot to take out the trash cans this morning. And like, I'm like, ugh! You know, like those are things that like weren't my responsibility. And you know, I'm like, I was calling one of my girlfriends, or Pamela, who I've had on the show a bunch. I'm like the air filters in the house. Like, I don't know what, like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'm like, how often do I have to? So it's just like learning all the like things that usually a man would take care of. And again, like I like the fact that I can now do things on my time. And like when I like stuff gets done around the house, which I love now, cause I'm in control of it. It's great. At the same time, the other day, my poor neighbor, I called one of my neighbor husbands and I was like bawling and I was just like, there's a sprinkler like spewing out and I don't even know who to call. And like the same day, like my water heater like I was trying to give Jace a bath. He's screaming. Joel is crying about like, cause she didn't want to take a shower. And, I'm like trying to turn the water on hot and it wouldn't get hot. And I'm like, whoa, I can't, you know, you're just like, yeah. To like the, I was like, oh, God, seriously. Like I don't know how to turn the water heater back on, but it's like learning those things. Now I'm like, I'm a total catch. Cause I'm a man and a woman.
That's what I was going to say. Seriously. Cause you can, I've never met somebody who is so capable like you, who's just like running all the things. And we've talked about that even before you're getting divorced. So you can, and I think you're brilliant that you called the neighbor husband, because I was going to say, I did things like, look, I know that I have an equal masculine and we all do, and I can do it all, but I don't want to. Yeah. I don't want to take out the trash. So I started like, I hired man cleaners. So the man cleaners came to my house, all dudes. Cause I was like, it's testosterone around. It just has a different impact, you know? So TaskRabbit, Rent a Husband, they're all out there for these reasons.
Yeah, it was, I had some, had a few people over and one of the guys, the husbands, I was like, they're like, you anything you needed me to do? And I was like, I mean, if you want to pick up the dog poop, like, I'm like, and he's like, absolutely. Where's the bag? So I'm like, but yeah, but it's like some of those things. I'm like, I don't know how to do it. Having said that, I called my mom because my mom went through a divorce when I was a freshman in high school. And you know, I called her freaking out about the water heater and I'm like, how do I relight it? How do I know if it's broken? If I need a new one? I was like, you know, meanwhile, like Jace is screaming in my arm. Cause the last thing I wanted to do was like call my ex or call, you know, like I was like, I got to figure this out like myself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I called my mom because I remember my mom, when my parents got divorced, she's fixing the washer and dryer and getting the part and like getting dirty. Like, you know, like she's like she became the man too. And, you know, to this day, she's like, you know, she laughs cause like her husband isn't like the handiest of men. So she's like, I can do all of this. And so she like told me how to like relight it. And it was a nice little bonding moment, but it is very interesting. And you forget how much you do lean on that other person.
Yeah.
And then I start to go, I hope I like, man, maybe I should have been more appreciative of like those moments. And then I start to like be upset about that. Cause I'm like, shoot, like maybe I didn't show enough appreciation before those things.
There's another blessing for this whole thing right there. I always talk to you about like, what's the good reason and what's the gift in all of this. You're just becoming a better human moment by moment. And this is like a note to all of us that we need to teach our girls these things. Because I don't think it needs to be a gender role. It should be that whoever enjoys this task the most, whoever is the best person for the job, or whoever doesn't get diminished by it, you know, like I get diminished by taking out the trash or picking out the poop. So there should be a way to outsource to whoever would enjoy and not be taken out by these roles, not dependent on our gender.
For sure. No, I ended up even saying like, I can't, cause I thought I was going to be able to like keep both dogs, you know, cause I have the kids. I was like, I ended up saying like, I can't keep the dogs anymore. Like, I'm like, they're sending me over the edge. Like I have too much to take care of that. Like the fact that like the dog dug up the sprinkler and broke it and then dug up underneath. I was like, I don't have another ounce in my like, or second in my day to deal. And I feel terrible. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't have them around right now. Cause it's like the last thing I want is for me to be yelling at my kids because my dogs are not pissing me off.
You know? No, sincerely. And I would take away the feeling terrible right now, because I've said it to you before, the more you want to give, the more you need. Mm-hmm. And you have a high bar for how you want to run your business and your life and be a mama. And if the dogs are leaking energy, and there's an equally lovely home for them to go to that would have you be able to be the mom you want to be, mm-hmm. then that's a brilliant move.
And I was thinking it kind of could be cute to like surprise the kids with a smaller dog, like, you know, maybe Christmas time when I have time and I'm, you know, I like want one dog, not two, and not that destroy, right. You know, but then again, right. A puppy, woof, I don't know, woof. But maybe I'll be in a different spot in, you know, however many months away that is. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Sheree, we have some listener questions and I want to just dive in if that's cool. Absolutely. So this is from Christina. I'm currently going through a separation and I'm going through a similar situation to you, Jana, and would love to get your advice. A little background. My daughter is 4 and my son is 19 months and I have no idea what to say to my daughter when I move out in a few weeks. Has Jana talked to Jolie about anything going on or why things are the way they are? If you feel comfortable, I would love to know what you have said to her or done to understand, help her understand. And I would love to, Sheree, like what I had said to Jolie was I said, you know, mommy and daddy are not going to be married anymore. But I was like, but we're going to be great friends and we still love each other and we love you and we're going to have separate houses. And so you're going to have a bed at daddy's and you're going to have a bed here and this is your home and that's your home. And like, I just kept saying like, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And then I asked her like, you know, is there anything you want to talk about or like, do you have feelings? And the only thing that she said, it was like, can I watch my iPad now? I'm like, I didn't know if like, I didn't know if like it like registered to her, but then my friends were like, apparently she's telling everyone that like mommy and daddy don't live together anymore. Mommy and daddy have like separate houses. So I know that she gets it. And like last night was the first night that it was overnights. And that was so incredibly painful because that was, the first time that I've experienced not having the kids in my home and in our house. And, but I wonder like, you know, is it something, cause I've talked to a few people that said that they send their kids to a place to, you know, talk to someone about it or, and it's so hard for me. And Sheree, like maybe for this other person too, like, she gets excited about dad's house and like a part of me like dies inside. And I'm like, that's great. Like, oh my goodness, you love your room. And then in my mind, I'm like, what do you want in your room? Do you want new bunk beds? Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, and obviously I can't do that. Cause I'm like, how do you do that healthy? Like, and obviously I would never like, I'm always like, oh, that's great. I'm so glad you love it so much, but it kills me. So help us out here. How do we do it?
Yeah.
Did I do it wrong?
I think that's normal. No. I think, and you know, I'd love to just tell everybody, I don't think there's a wrong. There's no right or wrong for each one of us with our children who chose us in this life. We're going to go through this at our own pace in a way that with the best, you know, with the best intentions, with all that we have to give. So I want to like have everybody take a deep breath about that. And I think it's different for every home. So what you did, it was very similar to what I did, is I think we did a slow, you know, a sort of slow transition. And I think that's always helpful when it can be slow. It can't always be. But to have the kids get used to, my kids were already used to distance. Their dad didn't always, he worked in LA. And so he wasn't always home. So there was some slow getting used to of not having him around as much. And then when we decided that we were actually going to separate and that it would be permanent, we told them that we loved them in the exact same way that you did, like drenching them with love. We both love you. We do still love each other because I think at the end of the day, when you meet somebody, no matter what happens, like I went through a lot of hard times with him, but you can reduce like a good reduction sauce, the relationship back to the feeling that was there in the beginning that brought you together. And so we could genuinely say, we love each other, but we know we're better as friends and we're going to have two households. And it was exactly what said. And I think what they need is as they're ready, as they ask questions, because they never can absorb it all. And they really don't know the impact that it's going to have at the beginning, but to tell them what's not going to change. Mm-hmm. Here are all the things that are going to stay the same, mm-hmm. you know, and you can just lay it out in great detail. Like you're still going to have your favorite mac and cheese, you know, you're still going to go to the same school. We're still going to have all the same friends, you know, all the things that they really wonder about. And then to give them a chance to feel, like you said, to grieve, if they need professional support, there are so many great humans that focus on little ones mm-hmm. that can work on this with them. And maybe you go with them. And you have some time to through it together. They will show you if they need that. And I think you just being available for all the questions as they process, you know, your sense of confidence in the decision and knowingness is going to be like a warm blanket for them.
Yeah, I definitely hear that. And I'm curious too, because I have a situation just arise, and this is going to make me sound really like mean and probably bitchy. And I hate that. And that I'm even going to like admit this, but, you know, it's all about trying to learn a little growth here. But there was, because, you know, I'm in charge of like, you know, the kids' schooling and this and that and the other, but a part of me, and he was like, well, let me know when, you know, it's her first day or this or that and the other. And a part of me wants to be like, it's online, look it up. Like, why do I have to be in charge to tell you when your daughter's first day of school is, or when her first half day, or when she has to take, like, I don't know why it bothers me, but like the bigger person in me should be like, hey, here's the calendar of all the stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, go online. It's online. Google it.
Yeah. That's a recipe for some resentment to build up. Because if you find, like I did go through, I found I was absolutely doing everything, the lion's share of all of it, you know? And I think in the beginning, I wanted that control and I wanted, you know, that freedom, and I knew I could do it. But after a while, I was like, hey, sir, can you like take over dentist stuff? You know, something?
Well, and so I don't mean much of that. It's more like he want like, hey, I want to know when this is, but I'm like, it's public knowledge. Like go on their school's website and find it out. Like, and so is it okay for me to be like, hey, or is that bitchy of me to be like, to say like, this is no. when this and that is.
No, not at all bitchy. It's the bitchy part is saying this is giving more than I have to give. That's a need in you that you want to recognize and go, ah, that feels too much. And to have your own back all the way along is the greatest way to get through this, to know, like we've talked about this, you know, to put yourself to bed, to get extra support, to say, I bet on me and I'm going to take care of me to get through this. So what it looks like is if you're in charge of education, let's say you're in charge of that.
I mean, all of it, doctor. I mean, I'm the, yeah, I'm all of it. Activities.
You're in charge of all of it. Too much. Until you don't want to be in charge of all the things, you can say, I can take education and I can happily give you the schedule and all the things related to education. If you can take doctors and other things, like think about the other things in their life that he could take over that you would gladly want to give up. Or bit by bit, if you say, I can do all the school stuff, but I'm going to rely on you to keep yourself up to date on the dates. Mm-hmm. It's got to be what feels right. Don't try to like steamroll the feeling that that's telling you that's too much. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's about making a deal, you know, like if I do this and I take on all the updates for you and everything, then what about the life? Like, can he come and always be on poop duty when he comes to pick up the kids? Do you know what I mean? What parts do you want to give up so that you don't feel like you're doing it all?
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Danielle, I am loving this vibe and energy you have lately. Now that you're single, what is something you enjoy more now than when you were married? Also, how have the kids been doing? They seem so happy as well. Now that you're single, what is something you enjoy more now than when you were married? Sheree, it's interesting. I love my alone time.
Uh-huh.
And I have never liked alone time. I love it. Like, love it.
If this was going to kick in when you were so worried about the overnights, and I know it's really, really, really
hard. And last
hard
night was awful. It was terrible. And I think it was because it was the first time, but I'll get into a routine of like, okay, like I'll do my like Bible study stuff on Wednesday nights or whatever. Like,
oh, beauty. You will, your friends will be like, I'm sorry, you are living the dream. You get every other weekend off, you know, it, you start to get used to it.
And I get that. And, but then also I'm like, but I didn't want every other weekend off. I didn't want every Wednesday off, you know? So it's like, having said that though, because I do spend so much time with them, because I'm with 70-30 is our custody. Yeah. 70% of the time is like, I need that. And now when I don't have that, I don't have help. I'm like, okay, I do. I know I need that like day. Cause I'm starting to get like short, or I'm starting to like my, mm-hmm. you know, my wheels need a little greasing.
Yeah, I think 100% for anybody is really, really hard. And mm-hmm. a 70-30 arrangement gives you this now ability to see who you emerge as in yeah. that space. I think space is vital for all of us. And most of us don't get enough.
Sheree, this next question, I definitely want to talk to you about because I had mentioned, I'll say it's from Angela. Last week on your podcast, you mentioned that you haven't been happy in so long. Can you expand on that? Was it you just going through the emotions, but not truly happy? And I realized when I said that, I'm like, man, this is going to come off harsh to people that probably follow us because I did like, I was, the week that I found out everything, Mike and I both were like, man, we're so good right now. Like we're so happy and like in love. And like, and I did feel that having, and then when I said, you know, I've been unhappy for so long that I am open to having that new, maybe potential partner because I have been miserable, but, and people are like, yeah, but you want another baby. And I was like, I think I said that because yes, like, It was for 7 years, it was a struggle, like always wondering when the next shoe was going to, you know, when the next explosion was going to happen and it was always like this constant battle and this constant work. And yes, we had moments where we were happy and I believed in the book that we wrote and I but there was also, I think all of that stuff and all of the things that happened in the marriage was such a weight on me that once it was lifted, was like, wow, I was really unhappy. Like, yeah. I was being held down by all that energy. And it really affected like me. And like, that's why people now are like, oh, you seem so happy. And I'm like, and light. I'm like, cause I like feel that way. And I'm like, oh my God, like I actually was like really unhappy. Yeah. But I was just like, I wanted to fight for it so bad because it was my kids and it was my family. And it's like, God, this is what we've like, you know, we were the good fight, you know? So it's like, what a failure if like we don't end up together. And it was just all this like stuff. And I'm like, is it possible to be unhappy, but also coasting through and having moments of happiness? Like, cause that confused me too, even when I said it.
Yeah. Well, it's a big admission, you know, we're all here trying to experience happiness in life. That's the whole point of it, I think. And then when you're not, and you say it's been 7 years, it's a big thing to say, you know, and I think it rocks people because we're all doing a really good job on the surface on social media, looking like we are, you know, but you were brave enough to be honest about the weight. And I think that's it. The heaviness. You're such a good coper. You were tolerating and coping and doing your best despite this giant weight. Rise up and do all the things. And I think a lot of us in different areas of our life can probably admit that there are a lot of obstacles and heaviness that we'd love to remove. And you just showed everybody that you can, and that it doesn't have to mean that it's a failure. Because what I'm interested in seeing now is what's possible for you in the lightness. You know, when you give someone actually freedom like that, what they need, and you remove fear and the stress, I think you're going to see that your soul actually did call this all in, because who you emerge as and the amazing amounts of love that are going to come into Jason Jolie's life, you know, through you, through Mike, through just the extended community. Now you see neighbor husbands coming over, friends coming over, like there's a whole lot being added, not just being lost.
Ashley, I don't know. She goes, does Mike feel sorry for what he did? Did he want to try with you again? For so long now, we have heard both of you talk on the podcast about relationship and gotten both of your points of view. You know, I think we both realized that this relationship wasn't serving either one of us. And I think there comes a time where he knew that if something were to happen to this extent, that I said I was done. And for the first time in my life, I have threatened it many times. I mean, you know, I separated from him and I had to follow through with, because if not, it would have kept happening. And so I think he realizes that. And I think here's something too, Sheree, that I think he has said sorry, but there's something in me that I don't feel that certain women actually get the sorry that they deserve. And I told my therapist, you know, I was just like, if I got a sorry that really felt off, like really just like, and that's what I'm like, move on and heal. But then I'm like, I don't think I'll ever get that, because I don't think people in that situation will ever fully grasp what I actually, and what other people actually feel in that situation.
Yeah.
And I have learned that I have to walk away knowing that I'll never get the sorry that I believe that I deserve. Does that make sense? And that's really hard, because I'm like, it baffles me. I'm like, I would be on my knees, like, you know, but.
I think that just is evidence, though, that if there was the self-awareness and the health and well-being enough to say a real sorry like that, that you might not be here. You know, because then that would suggest that person is really aware and deeply aware and healed, mm-hmm. you know, not going through the struggle. Like, I think I've heard those words. We've been divorced over 10 years. And I think I've heard attempts, but I still don't feel like there's a true awareness of what this did mm-hmm. and the pain that it caused and where I get my sorry, where I get closure and peace is knowing that my soul called this in, knowing who I've become because of it. Knowing that I worked through all my own childhood traumas through this man, that he was the perfect man to work it through. And, you know, the idea that we accomplished what we were here to do in a 10-year marriage versus a lifetime.
Yeah, for sure. I think
that we did it. Yeah.
We need to have, like, I was talking to another girl too about this. It's like, we need to, for the women that haven't gotten the sorry they deserve, I want to be able to say, like, I am sorry, like, that you had to go through this.
Yes.
Because you like can. I want that for, you know, and it's like, I would love that if someone did that for me, you know? So it's like, there's something I think that could be really cool around that for sure.
Beauty, you should, because this is something I actually learned a long time ago that, you know, when you, let's got into a car crash, mm-hmm. you wouldn't go to the person who hit you in the car to put you back together. You'd go to a doctor. You know, that we can go to each other and say, I am so sorry that you're going through this. Mm-hmm. I am so sorry for your pain and for the hurt when your kids leave, for their pain. And just do a really good, generous, I'm sorry for each other. And that is deeply healing.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Sheree, thank you so much. I know you have to run, but thank you for coming on. And we'll definitely have you come back on again very soon.
All right. I want to give you one more thing.
Okay.
On the note of the competition, you know, the feeling like I want my room, her room to be better than at Mike's, or I want her to have a better time here at my house. Just remember that this whole idea that every child has two parents, there is only one, Jana. Mm-hmm. Those babies will only be able to get what they need from you through you and the way that you give it. Mm-hmm. So love on yourself for wanting to meet their needs and make them happy. Like, all that's just coming from a longing to give them the greatest life, which is so unbelievably dear. And then just root down and know that Mike is Mike, you are you, they called in you both, mm-hmm. and they're going to get all that they need from you.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks, Sheree. I appreciate you.
All right. I appreciate you, honey. Talk soon.
All right. Talk soon. All right, we're going to take a break, and then I have some more questions.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, And one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
First of all, how are you? Tell me about your life, because I'm kind of sick of talking about mine.
I'm fine. Everything's fine here. We had family in town over the weekend, mm-hmm. and we made up for a year and a half of inactivity in one weekend.
Oh, so you're exhausted.
You know, when you lived in LA, I'm sure you had this. People would come to visit, and so you have to do all of the touristy things. And we did everything you can imagine.
You know what I would do, though? I would just, like, get in a car and be like, there's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There's the, like, never get out. Just, it's a drive.
We got out. We did a Dodger game. We did the beach. We did the Walk of Fame. We did the observatory. We did the Santa Barbara Zoo. Like, we were everywhere.
Oh, that's a cute zoo.
Cute zoo. We did the Brady Bunch house, the Golden Girls house, the Back to the Future house.
Wow.
This is all in 3 days. Yeah, it was crazy.
Well, I've never seen the Brady Bunch, all the other ones. So maybe when I come to LA next week, you can do round two and show me around.
Brady Bunch is great.
Okay.
Back to the Future is great. They look just like it. They're unchanged. Golden Girls was disappointing. They've painted it. They put a fence up. They want no part of the pop culture history that they're living. And so that's too bad.
Right. That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you're able to have alone time, because it's very fun to have family come in town for the first few hours. And then you're like, oh my God, I've got 4 days of this. And then when they leave, it's like, oh, I love the empty house. But I mean, I wish I would have, like, enjoyed it a little bit more.
Yeah. And it's been a week of putting everything back together again.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a lot.
All right. Do we have any more questions?
All right. Melissa asks, I also have just ended things with my husband and did not expect to feel lost and confused like I do. We were together for so long and shared every part of our lives together. Is there anything I can do to feel like myself again without having him part of my life? What has helped you?
So I have redone pretty much the entire house. I'm about to do the podcast room. This is the last room, but I've sold a bunch of stuff on Facebook Marketplace. And I have just rearranged, got new pieces, and I sold my ring, and that money from the ring was the furniture and the new additions to the house, and like the new chairs and this. So that was like kind of my, because I debated, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna sell this ring, and then I'm gonna maybe buy myself something like a bag or like my divorce present. And I was like, honestly, what would make me happiest is to have new energy in the house. And so I took that money and then I gave it to my, I hired these entire design ladies. I said, this is the budget, and redo the rooms. And so it's nice to feel, because this was our house and we made memories here, and I needed to create a new space that felt like me and felt like mine. And so now I have someone actually over right now painting the bar room, and I'm going to make it this really cool little, like, girly, you know, wine bar. And so I'm that's helped me a lot. And then also, I mean, the first month, like, I, again, because I liked that companionship, I was just, you know, stared at the walls and didn't move until I basically fell asleep. But now it's like, okay, I'm going to, you know, call a friend, or I'm starting to make my own traditions at night, and, you know, I'm reading books, or I'm watching shows, and not letting myself kind of sit there. So the more that you kind of get yourself out and start doing things, you start to feel like yourself. And then you're like, what do I like to do? Like, oh, I actually enjoy sitting out here by myself, or I like, you know, I like catching up with old friends. So just, I would just find something that you try to create new spaces, and also, you know, go through the emotions, but then also figure out something that will make you happy and what you want to do.
Sorry to jump back to this.
It's okay.
The emotion of selling the ring, was it a get this away from me, or was it a pretty difficult thing, or both?
I mean, it's the second ring I've had to get rid of from him.
Yeah.
Because the first ring, I was like, I will never put this back on my hand. And so he had re-proposed to me in Napa a few years ago with this new ring. And I took every diamond he ever bought me and I sold them, because I didn't want to look at them ever again. Because to me, like, for example, he brought me this beautiful, I mean, beautiful. It's actually making me sad. It's a beautiful bracelet for our book to congratulate on the best time seller. And, you know, just like, you know, he thanked me for, you know, the work that I put in our relationship. And I wanted to keep it so bad because it was such a fucking pretty bracelet, but it represented something that was not true. You know, for it was true that I, you know, worked very hard for the relationship, but I just didn't like the, to me, it represented our book, and it hurt me too much to keep that. So, I mean, I took every earring, I took every bracelet, I took the wedding ring, and I had my two girlfriends, Shanae Grimes and Sarah Gretzky. And we went to the jeweler and I said, take it, let me know how much. And they called the guy, and it felt, it was sad, but at the same time, they could be the most beautiful things in the world, but if it doesn't, what they represented made them the ugliest things I've ever seen.
Right. And they would, it's almost like a curse or something. Like every time you saw them, all these negative things would come to mind. Getting them away from you, I think, is cathartic.
Yeah, it was. And then that's when I'm like, okay, and now I've got this check. And that was what I'm like, what am I going to do with it? Well, I'm going to represent, you know, have clean the house with it and get new stuff, new furniture, and then get rid of the other stuff, because I don't want that reminder.
We get rid of the plane pictures behind you.
Yes, it's actually, someone just got that today on Facebook Marketplace for $50.
So. Hey, nice.
And the futon. So I've got a whole, like, this room is going to look sick. It's going to look so cool. So yeah, this is the last room that needs to be done. So.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Kyle says, I'm curious where you are currently with your anxiety. I spoke with anxiety myself, and you had said it has calmed down so much since you went your separate ways. Has this kept up? And do you have advice for me on how I can calm mine?
Relationally, or like, it was okay. So I mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but my anxiety has been I haven't really had anxiety. The one time that I had anxiety was obviously the first day, the morning of, because when I was reading all the stuff on like Twitter and Instagram, it was like, Jana Kramer files for divorce. And it set me just like into a tailspin of anxiety. And it was really, really bad. And that was hard. And we talked about that previously. But so since then, my anxiety has been great. It only gets bad when, honestly, when there's communication with Mike, and it's, heated. It brings me right back to like those moments of just our relationship. And so limiting communication has been really helpful for my anxiety. And then honestly, like, what helps for me is, if you're struggling, there's a lot of grounding exercises that you can do. Sometimes like I'll put my feet out, I'll go outside and put my feet like on, you know, it's grounding, like you're literally your feet to the concrete or grass or whatever. And, but there's a lot of tips on how to ground yourself. And then, I mean, I have no shame in it. I take medicine. And honestly, though, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, man, I'm like, I have such a weight lifted up. And then because I don't have anxiety and wake up in the middle of the night anymore, like I almost don't even feel like I need it anymore. But I'm going to slow step that because maybe maybe that's just the beginning. So we'll see. But just give yourself grace. And I will say this too. Don't hide from the fact, like there's been plenty of times when I've been afraid to talk to someone. I'm like, oh, they're going to think I'm ridiculous. I'm having a panic attack. The more I say I'm having a panic attack right now, like most of the times people can be like, okay, how can I help you? And it helps me like know that I'm all right. So.
And I think that that's a reason, like you were talking about with Cherie, to send him the school calendar.
Mm.
You know,
but it makes me feel bitchy though.
But you can do it a different way. Like you don't have to do it bitchy. Like, here you go. I think this will help, you know, whatever. Try to spin it positively, but anything that limits the communication, I think is going to be beneficial to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Lauren, how have you navigated learning the things your partner used to be in charge of? Oh, we hit on this a little bit earlier. For example, my partner was in charge of maintenance around the house, and the other day I had to fix a broken air conditioner. I had no idea where to start. I want to learn to do things on my own, but sometimes it's just too much. Has this been exciting or stressful or overwhelming for you? Are there times you're stubborn asking for help from others?
Yeah, I'm like, I have the hardest time asking for help. And, you know, I think you have to. I think it's one of those things, is as hard as it is for me to ask for help, when I don't even have help anymore. I need help. But, you know, okay, so for example, I was with Pamela the other day and I was like, I'm so stressed out. I need help. And she's like, how can I help you? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And she's like, you just said you need help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm offering, like saying like, how can I help you? And then I was like, well, okay, for example, like I need someone to watch the kids next Friday because Mike's out of town and I'm out of town and I don't have anyone that can help. She's like, great. What time do you need me over there? Well, I can bring the kids over. And instantly I was like, oh, really? Like, okay, thank you. But I'm like, I don't want to burden any of my friends too.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, I'm at my like limit. Like I feel like I'm going to have like a nervous breakdown.
But
from,
you
like,
got to flip that if you can. Like if she asked you to watch her kids, you mm-hmm. would do it in a heartbeat. And I say that to my wife sometimes because she feels the same way. Like, oh, you know, our daughter has to get dance and we're not going to be able to take her for whatever reason. Oh no. And I said, well, can't Megan take her? Mm. And she goes, oh, I don't want to ask her. Well, why not? If Megan asked us, we'd be there in a heartbeat. Yeah. So why wouldn't we ask Megan? It's fine. If you flip it, I think it makes you feel a little bit better about it.
That's true. Yeah. And then I would help Pamela out in a heartbeat, obviously, with everything and anything. So, yeah, I mean, that makes total sense. But
yeah, but I get it. I get not wanting to burden other people. I totally understand that.
Yeah, no, it's so hard.
I have this thing where I don't like, my wife has the things that she does every week. I have the things that I do every week. And sometimes, like, if she'll do one of the things that's normally my job, like, oh, I changed the air conditioning filter, I'll be like, well, that's my job. And I don't have that many. And I like to feel needed.
Like, I want to feel like I'm like the man. And like,
I don't want you to like, think you can do this whole thing without me.
Yeah. I mean, because she can't. Well, she can. She can.
I think she can.
So like, I've realized I can do it without
him.
Yes,
you can.
But I don't want to.
Right.
That. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot. Jackie says, you're doing it all and it's so amazing to see. How do you juggle your kids, your work, your friends, your family, and yourself and your healing? Where do you put the priority, and are there times you're torn on what to focus on? Is this easier or more difficult to do since ending things with your ex?
I mean, I talked about that with Cherie, where my focus is, and I wrote this to an email with Mike. I was like, I need you to take the dogs because they're setting mm-hmm. me over the edge. And my focus is the kids and the kids only. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a second, like at the end of the day, because I'm with the kids and then I work when they go down. So mm-hmm. by like 10 o'clock, I'm exhausted. Do I want to go outside and pick up dog poop? No. Do I want to mm-hmm. or fix the sprinkler head that was just broken. Like, mm-hmm. so I think it's about knowing like my limitations and knowing that like I can't handle an extra set of two dogs. And it's like, so again, maybe down the road, like I'll figure out a rhythm, but I'm not there and I need help. But I think, you know, back to the question, which was,
how do you balance it all?
It's hard to balance, but I think I'm figuring out the new normal. I'm figuring out, okay, what can I handle and what can I not handle? Well, right now I can't handle the dogs, so they mm-hmm. got to go. And mm-hmm. you know, that some people might say I'm mean for that, but I'm doing them a favor, because honestly, I would love to keep Waffles, but they love each other so much that I don't want to separate the two.
Sure.
Chance mm-hmm. and Waffles. So that's not fair for them. So I'm actually being selfless in saying you're keeping them together. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I understand how that could be. There's always going to be one thing too many.
Yeah.
Jazzy says, your girls' trip looked like so much fun. Did you have to get into the mindset of having fun and letting loose? Or was that easy to get into that mode? Were you nervous at all about how you would feel?
Yeah, I was. I thought I would be a lot sadder. But I was, yeah, it was fun. Like I really just had a good time. And there was moments where I got a little sad, but my girlfriends were like, snap out of it. Like, mm-hmm, you got mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're good. We're good. We're having fun. You're letting your little girls out. Like, you know, like we're, like, we're, you know, like we're doing this. And honestly, again, the only time that I had a tough time was when I communicated with Mike, and Catherine took my phone and she goes, no communication, because I know exactly who you're talking to right now. And I'm like, well, but like, and you know, and she's like, nope, he's not gonna like, no, you guys are not talking right now. So, yeah, that was the only time that I had was the communication. So
did you get hit on?
Yeah.
How'd that feel?
Like I still got it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's the whole point of the weekend, right?
Yeah. It felt nice. It was, yeah. But then he lost me at the, we're at this bar and he's like, you know, he was cute. He was tall. He was cute. And like, he came up and started talking to me and I was like, all right, like I'm just going to enjoy the flirt. And, he was like, he was cute until he was like, can I come to Nashville and play the ukulele for you? And I'm like, like, I don't really think a ukulele isn't really like a sexy instrument. So I was like, no, like, I think I'm good. Yeah. So I turned that one down. And then there was one other one who was like, so the night of my anniversary, or would have been my anniversary, there was these like married men, all married, but they were like fun, you know, and mm-hmm. they were kind of like having fun with us, and they're like, you should come on this yacht. So they sent over wine to us and we're like, thanks, you know? And then, after we got done having our wine, they're like, come sit with us. And like, they were like good guys, which actually kind of made me sad. Cause I'm like, you know, they're like showing me pictures of their wives and their kids. The one like on the verge of a divorce. So he was the one that like started the, like, you know, the fun flirtatious thing going on. And you know, it was funny because they were all at the table, like trying to set me up. They're like, oh, what about this guy? Oh, what about this guy? Like, oh, what about like my friend here? And they're like showing me photos. And I'm like, guys, like, and then they're like, what about this guy? He's got a big yacht and we're going on the yacht tomorrow. And I was like, I am not going on a yacht. I was like, well, who's going? And they're like, oh, these like 20, like some like 20 girls. And like, I'm like, not happening. Like, I don't care how much money he has. Like, and they're like, yeah, but he's like a billionaire. I was like, I don't care. It does not like, genuinely, like I am self-made and I never want to rely on a man or anything. Like I'm fine. I can take care of myself. I don't need to like go on this dude's yacht. So we end up, my friend Pamela ends up finding her friend was in town and she was on a yacht. Well, it happened to be at the same yacht, you know, whatever harbor or whatever that they took off from. So we're on another person's yacht. And we were texting the one of the guys and we're like, hey, like we basically see their boat. Mm-hmm. And the one guy that they were trying to set me up with was like, what are you doing on that boat? And I was like, I don't need your boat. I got my own boat. And it was like epic because I'm like, dude, I don't care. Like that. I'm like,
You don't care, but what if he was an awesome dude? Like, take the money out of it.
I mean, we ended up, I ended up seeing him at the, they invited us to drinks the night that I got hit on by Ukulele Boy. Mm-hmm. And he was very nice, like very nice guy. You know, it was nice to flirt, but it wasn't
yes,
my thing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think now is the time for flirting. Mm-hmm. It's not time to go past flirting, right? Is that fair to say?
Unless I meet someone that like I really like, I don't know.
Yeah, great. Okay.
I don't
yeah.
know. Like I'm open to it.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have one more here.
Oh, really? Is there one more?
Corey, I need some advice on how to handle a touchy subject and how to feel about it. I broke up with my ex a few months ago, and I'm starting to feel like I want to talk to other guys again. I'm worried about finding someone new and what my ex will think about me dating again. We share a little girl together, so he's still in my life, and I don't want any negative opinions to ruin potential dates or relationships. Do I tell him first or tell him only when I'm in a future relationship? Well, this segues nicely to what we were just talking about.
Yeah, so I've definitely... Like, I don't want to know who Mike is hanging out with. I don't want him to know who I'm hanging out with. But when it's serious, that's then the conversation to be like, hey, you know, this person is someone I've been seeing for 6 months plus, maybe mm-hmm. whatever time. And they're someone that I would like the kids to meet. I think you have to have that conversation and respect your spouse or partner or whatever, because I would be very upset if he introduced the kids to a girl without right. my knowledge. Yeah.
For sure.
And we're very on the same page with that. So, you know, I think it's, again, one of those things where if it's serious and you can see yourself being in a long-term relationship with that person and it's involving the kids, that's when you should say something. But until that point, I don't think you have to say anything.
It's none of his business.
None of their business. And I don't want to know. So like only come to me when like you're about to introduce the kids to the next maybe mom, stepmom,
yes.
whatever.
You're going to date a lot of ukulele boys and ex-boyfriend doesn't need to know about every one of them. It's fine.
Exactly. When like me serious... and ukulele are going to go out and yeah, like it's none of their business. Zero.
It isn't. Until the kids are involved, then it becomes their business.
Yeah. Because yep. you know, that person is essentially, and you know, whoever's in my life is going to have the kids 70% of the time. So they're going to have more time with my kids than their own dad. Which True. I could not handle if that was reversed. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, you're going to have a hard time with the 30%, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, I want 100, but I guess it's not fair yeah. for the kids. I'm actually thinking about my children, and it's very hard when I'm like, they're my kids. Anyways, well, fun show. I opened up about Miami.
That was fun.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, also, my friends tried to get me to sign up for a dating app. Mm. And I went on there. And I was like, guys, I have had zero hits. And my friend's like, well, let me see the photo. And they're like, because it's with you and your two kids. And I was like,
oh, gosh.
What? I'm like, it's my kids. My friend's like, you will not get any hits. And I was like, well, then I'm getting off of this thing. Like, if they don't like, no. So I'm never going on a dating app again. It lasted for one day.
I don't know a lot about dating apps, obviously, but I do think I think protocol is you could include that as one of your sub photos, but your main photo cannot be that.
But I'm a mom. I wanted them to know. Like,
understood.
I'm a mom and I love my kids. And I mean, I thought I looked cute in the photo, but apparently like, I mean, like me, Jolie and Jace, like we're really rocking it, but like, yeah, but no, I immediately got off like within that day. I was like, F this, like, I'm not taking a picture of my kids down as my main profile because that is who I am. You know,
I suppose,
but I see your side too. Like I see your side too. Like, yeah. Hey, but like I would want to know that they're a parent, but maybe that's because I'm in this situation. So anyone that's probably looking, maybe he doesn't
no
have kids.
No one's saying hide that. You don't want to hide it. It's just not the main first thing they see. Because look, they're going to be priority number three in your yes. life, no yeah. matter what. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's good to know that. But no one wants to hear that the first thing.
Well,
was it fun swiping? I think swiping's fun, just on somebody else's phone.
Yeah,
just
it's great. But when nobody likes you back, it really hurts the ego. Like, genuinely hurts the ego.
Yeah.
And they're like, put this picture up. And I'm like, then you'll get a bunch. I was like, no, again, I'm off this thing. Like, if I'm going to meet someone, it'll be through friends or, you know.
That black and white Instagram photo from just a few weeks ago is going to get you a lot of swipe rights on it, on whatever dating app you choose.
I'm not doing any more dating apps.
Okay, fair enough.
Not happening. Oh my goodness. Okay, well now I'm blushing and getting sweaty, so I'm getting off now. I love you guys. We'll talk next week. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.